June 9th, 2013, the Feast of the United Hearts. Jesus and Blessed Mother are both here with their hearts exposed. Jesus says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Behold my heart, which has been so ravaged by the sins of mankind, and in which abides such ardor for those who love me." Equality amongst mankind must come through unity in holy love, not in redistribution in wealth. This is not a plan, but a scheme. I tell you solemnly, social justice is the calling card of the one world order. Unity will not succeed by dictate, only through holy love. I tell you, it is when mankind places his trust solely in himself, in others, or in exterior values, that he is the most insecure. It is only in trusting in me and the will of my Father that peace and security are genuine. The world will never find peace through human efforts alone. True peace comes to you by placing the dominion of God in hearts and then in the world. The challenge today is to restore God's rightful place as King over hearts and the world. My brothers and sisters, I need your prayers and sacrifices for all world leaders. I tell you truly, where unions are formed that are not based on truth, you have unity based on Satan's lies. This is the case with prominent coalitions today. Never before has the future of the world rested in the hands of so few. This is the bad fruit of advanced technology. Mankind's lack of respect for life and disregard for human decency is leading to his downfall. Concern for one another's welfare is rapidly being replaced with a greedy malcontent. But I have come here, my brothers and sisters, to draw you into the light of truth. The world cannot survive without some recognition of truth. Pay attention, as I call you beyond self-concern into global concerns, beyond self-gratification into pleasing your Creator. If you have no relationship with God, or at best a fractured relationship, you are jeopardizing not only your future, but the future of the world. You are not living in the truth. I have come to give you the truth, which is holy love. The greater the numbers who do not live in holy love, the more dangerous the world becomes around you. This is the reason you have radicalism, abortions, addictions, giving way to crimes, and every sort of compromised value. By your refusal to accept and live in holy love, you are empowering evil. You do not have time now to wait on endorsements. To do so bears grave consequences. Choose good over evil by choosing holy love. My brothers and sisters, you are embarking upon the age of the reality of truth. You will witness what has laid hidden in hearts, many of whom are influential. You will see more clearly the path of good and the path of evil. You must not choose the easiest path, nor the one most acceptable by many. This mission testifies to that. You must pray for the courage to give witness to the truth in the company of many difficulties. You will be able to bear up through the grace that apostleship to the truth sheds upon you. In the embrace of our united hearts, you will clearly see my Father's will for you. His will is your salvation. It is a mistake to believe that position, power, or authority justifies every act or lack of action. Many souls are misled, even lost, by such an assumption. Search out the truth based upon holy love and be united in it. The truth sustains you in faith, hope, and love. Once again, this mission bears testimony to what I say. Once again today, we are inviting you into the refuge of our united hearts, a respite of peace, refuge of God's divine will. We are asking you to come with confidence into this refuge, where you will be given the grace to believe and to be united in truth. Today, dear children, we are sending our blessing over all your articles and are blessing you with the complete blessing of our united hearts.